بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. So we are complete with the topic on zakah. Next subsection is the section on صدقة التطوع. في صدقة التطوع voluntary charity. So you know we have to give zakah 2.5% of our earnings, of our wealth, if certain conditions are met. You must have a minimal amount, and it must be with you for more than a year, then 2.5% has to be paid. But over and beyond that, there is also a sadaqah that a person should always try to give sadaqah, even beyond the zakah. In other words, we don't do the bare minimum, but we go extend over what is the minimum, right? So if there's a need in the community, we don't say like, okay, I paid my zakah 2.5%, so that's it, I don't have to look at further than that. No, we try to help people wherever we can, because there is always great barakah and virtue and reward in giving sadaqah, even if it is voluntary charity. So this is the chapter that speaks about the virtue of giving voluntary sadaqah. So there's some ahadith here. One hadith is a well-known one, narrated by Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu anhu. He says, اتقوا النار, Prophet said, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة فإن لم تجدوا فبكلمة طيبة, as narrated in the book of Imam al-Bukhari. Prophet said, save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it is by giving a debt, or not a debt really, a half a debt, as small as a half a debt. In other words, you can be saved from the fire of Jahannam by giving charity, and that charity can be as small as a half a day. Because in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, it's not the amount that you give, but it's the sincerity that goes with that amount that you give. A person may give a small amount, but he's so sincere and he's so willing to serve Allah and to please Allah, that charity may be better than somebody that gives a lot of money. So here the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, save yourself from the fire, even if it is by giving a half a day. So that half a day of charity can be actually the cause of a person being diverted away from Jahannam and placed into Jannah, because of that small charity that he had given. And then the hadith says, if you are not able to do that, then at least speak a beautiful word. That is also charity. Right? And this shows that Islam, it gives opportunity for everybody to do good, and to give charity, and to help, and to contribute. When we think of charity, we often think only of money that we give, right? Or food that we give. Not necessarily. Sometimes your time that you give is charity. Time that a person gives off to the community is charity. Your effort that you give off is charity. And that's why there's a hadith that says, it's a long hadith that explains the different avenues of charity that a person can gain, even if it is not in the form of giving money or material things, right? Of the part of this hadith says, تُعِينُ الرَّجُلُ عَلَى دَابَّتِهِ صَدَقَةً. If you were to help, in those times they used to ride camels, or they used to ride horses or donkeys. So the hadith says, even if you help somebody get onto his donkey or get onto his horse, that is a sadaqah. You will get the reward as if you made a charity, right? وَتُصْلِحُ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ صَدَقَةً. To make sulh between two people, that is sadaqah. If you can be a middleman that can help two people sort out some kind of misunderstanding, then that is sadaqah, right? We know to smile to somebody is a sadaqah. So there's different avenues of giving sadaqah. This is hadith also where the people came to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where they came to say, ذهب أهل الدثور بالأجور. People of wealth, they go away with all the reward. The Prophet says, what do you mean? He says, well, we make salah, they make salah. We fast, they fast. Right? We make dhikr, they make dhikr. We can all do the same thing. وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ بِفُضُورِ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. But they give sadaqah, we can't give sadaqah. So they're going away with all the thawab. So the Prophet ﷺ said, shouldn't I tell you what you can do so that you can also gain the reward of sadaqah? He said, yes, please tell us. Prophet ﷺ said that if you make tasbih and tahmid and takbir after the salah 33 times, then you will get reward. and if you give in sadaqah, for each time you say لِكُلِّ تَسْبِيحَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ. Every time you say subhanallah, it's like a sadaqah. كُلِّ تَحْمِيدَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ. Every time you say alhamdulillah, it's a sadaqah. كُلُّ تَكْبِيرَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ. And in this hadith, actually at the end of the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned something which was the Sahaba was quite astounded with it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said at the end of this hadith, وَفِي بُضْعِ أَحَادِكُمْ صَدَقَةٍ. And when you are intimate with your partner, then that is a sadaqah. So the Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, how is this possible? أَيَأْتِ أَحَدُنَا شَهْوَتَهُ وَلَهُ صَدَقَةٌ. How is it possible that you fulfill your shahwa, your desire? It's like a desire that you fulfill, but yet it's like a sadaqah. How is that possible? They couldn't understand this. It didn't make sense for them. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to them, أَرَأَيْتَ لَوْ وَضَعَهَا فِي حَرَامٍ أَكَانَ عَلَيْهِ بِسِرٍ. You see that if the person had to fulfill his desire in a haram manner, let's say the person committed zina, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, says, won't you get sin for that? Isn't it sinful to commit zina? So the Sahaba said, yes, it is sinful to commit zina. So the Nabi says, so likewise, if it is done in a halal manner, then you get a reward for it, sadaqah, like a sadaqah. So it's not difficult to understand, right? So every little deed that a person do, can be a sadaqah. It can get the reward of a sadaqah. And we mentioned a hadith not long ago. We said, حَتَّى مَا تَضَعُ فِي فِمْرَأَتِكَ صَدَقَةً. Even the morsel of food that you place in the mouth of your wife is a sadaqah. Meaning the nafaqah. Like we think of it as a burden, as difficult sometimes, and you have to spend. And sometimes, you know, they take a lot of money from you. The wives, they take a lot of, so they want money the whole time. Right, not my wife, right? I'm just saying, wives. Because my wife listens to the lectures, she might say I'm talking about her. Not my wife, but certain wives, they are demanding, they want a lot of money, right? So okay, we give, we try to help and so on. But look at it this way, it's not only like a burden that, or like response, but you get reward for it. Even if you, it's a wajib that you must do, you must look after your wife. But you get reward for it. Even like if you put food in the mouth, you give her something that is sadaqah. Okay, so sadaqah is a very big thing in Islam. So even if you speak a good word, that is sadaqah. Naam. Okay, let's read maybe one more hadith. He says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من عبد مسلم يتصدق بصدقة من كسب طيب ولا يقبل الله إلا طيبا إلا كان الله من كسب طيب ولا يقبل الله إلا طيبا إلا كان الله آخذها بيمينه فيربيها كما يربي أحدكم فصيله حتى تبلغ التمر مثل أحد. This is the reward of صدقة. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when a Muslim gives صدقة of the wealth that is earned in a halal manner, so that's important, right? We try to give صدقة with halal money, because Allah Ta'ala does not accept anything except that which is halal. Right, so if a person gambles, let's say, and he takes the gamble money, and he says, I'm going to give sadaqah now, that is not considered sadaqah. Allah doesn't accept that sadaqah. Right? Allah only accepts that which is pure. So when a person gives sadaqah from the earnings of his hard work, which is halal, the hadith says, before the person, if he gives sadaqah, before the person receives that sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala takes that sadaqah, or takes that wealth, which is now halal, and Allah Ta'ala increases it. فَيُرَبِّيهَا. Allah puts barakah in it. So the person's intention is to make sadaqah. Right? So it's the same way that you, for example, take care of your small camel. This is just an example for the Sahaba at the time. So when you have a small camel, how do you take care of that camel in order for the camel to grow up? Right? If you keep your hand on it, you make sure that camel feeds every day. You make sure that there is no harmful thing that will make the thing sick, and so on. In other words, you take that camel and you keep your eye on it all the time, and you create the environment for the camel in order to grow it. So you want that camel to grow nice and big. Likewise, if a person gives a sadaqah, Allah takes that sadaqah and Allah looks after it. Allah takes care of it. Allah makes it grow. Allah makes it increase much more than what you actually gave. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ends off by saying, like a date that you give in sadaqah, It may grow and it may increase until it is as big as the mountain of Uhud. Wow. One day that you give, you can get the reward as if you gave sadaqah, the amount of Uhud, which is the big mountain in Al-Madinah Munawwarah. So that is sadaqah. Sadaqah should never be undermined. Sadaqah to tadfa'u al-bala. Whenever you want bala to be averted from you, give sadaqah. Sadaqah is one of the ways in which you can avert bala or sickness or difficulty that you're going through. Sometimes difficulty or challenges that you have, give sadaqah. That will actually take you out of that difficulty. Proven. This is something that is proven over and over. The more a person gives sadaqah, the more content he is, the more Allah puts barakah in his rizq, the more Allah creates for him ways to get more rizq, the more Allah gives him good health, etc. Right? So this is the sunnah charity. There's more ahadith that we will share with you. This was just a few. Allah gives us the opportunity always to make sadaqah in whatever small way we can on a daily basis. And Allah Ta'ala makes us sincere in our intentions when we give this sadaqah, so that it can grow and so that it can increase. The way that the hadith explains, the small sadaqah may increase and it may become a mountain. It's like in the Quran, just the ayah that came to my mind now, that if you give a sadaqah, it's like a seed that you plant. And this seed that you plant, it develops into 100 seeds. And that 100 seeds develop into 700. Right? That is what happens in real life. If you put one seed in the ground, it's not only going to come out one flower or one. That one seed may develop into a lot of things. So the same way your sadaqah may develop into a big way, Allah gives us that opportunity, inshallah, to get the reward for sadaqah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman, wa la taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lil ladhina amanu, rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim. Rabbana afrigh alayna sabran wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala alqawmi alkafirin. Rabbana atina min ladunka rahmah wa hayyi lana min amrina rashada, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.